how do you think folklore has grown since the time of James Taylor Adams?
I think in some ways people are telling the same kinds of stories. They're just telling them in different ways. Language changes over time. The language we use to tell stories has changed, certainly in Central Appalachia. As Central Appalachia became more industrialized, you know, the stories have evolved to match things like industry and the social issues of the time and the political issues of the time. So, you know, I'm thinking in my own family about the kinds of stories, and some of the age-old things still apply. You know, James Taylor Adams helped collect ghost tales, for example. I grew up on ghost tales. I grew up listening to my great-grandparents tell ghost tales. So there's still that entertainment factor, and there's still the, you know, the moral lesson in some of it. You know, what will happen if you don't, you know, behave when you're little. Or, but again, there may be more ghost tales about the mines, for example, or railroading or something like that. So I think probably the major changes have been in the types of language that we use to tell the stories and what the stories are about.